I'm Rabbi Brian, an ordained rabbi who empowers folk about religion so you can talk about it without feeling like you're wearing underwear on your head. And sometimes we even talk about God, the community of learners, religion outside the box.
Step outside the box.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. This podcast is entitled Fanning the Flames. I want to talk about something that I first saw my daughter do very, very clearly a few nights ago. I've seen myself do it, but I'm not as clear when I'm doing it. And I'm pretty sure you do it too. So a few nights ago, after putting Annie to bed, she was a little bit upset. And Jane and I went back 5 minutes later, and she was still a little upset. And by 10 minutes after the original time, she was now screaming. Screaming. We go in, Annie, what's wrong? And she's wailing that Aunt Terry did not buy her a birthday gift for her birthday 9 months ago. Now, Aunt Terry had bought her a birthday gift for her birthday 9 months ago, but here's what happened. Annie was upset, and I've seen myself do this when I'm laying down in bed, looking for a reason, looking for a cause of the anxiety, looking for, like, why do I feel this way? And she came up with the reason. Of course, it wasn't grounded in fact. I'm not saying that that's necessarily the case with your and mine, but probably is. It was not grounded in fact. And once she figured out that this could be why she was so upset, it just got her more upset. The equivalent of throwing kerosene on a fire trying to put it out. I think we all do this. We all feel a feeling and then it's somatic first, and then we cogitate until we can come up with a justification for what we're feeling. And then, because we're thinking about this thing, it adds whatever that emotion was that we were thinking of. Same way that if you're feeling bad, you watch a happy movie trying to make yourself feel better. In this case, if you're feeling somewhat anxious and you figure out, this is why I'm feeling anxious, even though it has nothing to do with it, you add anxiety and now you're actually feeling more anxious. And you create this loop, a feedback loop, and now you think this is why you're anxious, and indeed you are feeling anxiety. Understanding is the booby prize. The way to get through feelings, the way to get through life is to actually get through it, not to distract. Winston Churchill said that when you find yourself going through hell, best thing is to keep going. Robert Frost said, the best way out is usually through. So I give this spiritual religious advice to all of us, that we should just feel what we're feeling when we're feeling it. No stories. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.